Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Season's greetings. I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for spending some of your holiday with us on the Ideas Network. We have some pretty special guests with us today. Santa and Santa's Toy Shop Manager, Jingle, are with us all the way from the North Pole, and we've opened our phone lines for you to talk to them. And I hope you'll join in. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. And if you can't get to a phone, you can email us to ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Make sure you tell us your name, where you live, and how old you are. And kids only on the air today, but adults, please call and talk to our producer first. Our producer's a kind of an elf, too, by the way. Elf Jill. And now I hear Santa made it to the roof, and I think I hear him coming through the... Oh!
Oh, ho, ho! Oh, ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Whoa. Oh, Santa, so good to see you.
Oh, it's so good to be here, Larry. So great to be here, as always.
And it's always great to see your shop manager, Elf Jingle.
I know. It's so great that we could spare Jingle today, but we're a little ahead of schedule, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Santa. I was just lounging around, and I forgot that we had to get to Wisconsin.
I know. The reindeer were out there going, guys, we kind of need to, head out here. But we made it. We made it.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, normally Friday is a Garden Talk show.
Yeah.
And I have learned that you are quite the gardener, Santa. You have... How many? You've got three gardens, right?
Three different gardens. Yep. And with all the snow up there, we have a very short growing season, but we do the best we can with what we have.
And I heard you have three gardens because you like to hold.
Ho ho ho!
Oh my gosh, you guys!
I know.
You have the best humor, you know.
Well, we try, and we've had such a great year up at the North Pole. The elves have been really, working hard, but we had a little lull. That we give them a little break, around Thanksgiving, and so that they can kind of rest up, before they have to make all the toys for Christmas. But they get the craziest ideas in their head. I'm glad they're busy now, because they get the craziest ideas in their head. So one of the elves, it was Snowflake, of course. Snowflake's always
That's
kind of the
true.
Troublemaker.
Yeah.
Says, Santa, I heard that the price of Twitter has gone way down. We should buy Twitter. And they had the idea that maybe because the value is down, maybe a electric train set and a couple of sets of Legos might do it, and we could buy it up.
Yeah, but then I said, I don't know if that's enough. Why we should throw in a tricycle?
Okay, we could do that. We could do that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm kind of glad they're busy now because they're off that idea for the time being.
Well, I tell you what, we have some children who are already here to talk with you.
Oh, terrific!
And we have somebody from Nina, a 12-year-old. You know any 12-year-olds from Nina?
I think I do. Would that be Clara?
No.
Charlie.
Try again, Santa.
It's Charlie. Okay.
I got some of the letters, right?
I got, I just had a C
That's okay.
name
You're
in there.
You're just warming up. Drink some of that Christmas cocoa
I
over there.
I definitely need some of that.
Charlie, are you there?
Hi, Nina? Charlie.
We're here, Santa.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie.
Merry Christmas. Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Yeah, we're very good. We're glad to be here and excited to see that it's about as cold here as it is at the North Pole.
Yeah. Oh, my two-year-old brother wants to say hi.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Put him on. What's his name?
Reggie.
Reggie.
Hi, Reggie.
Hey, Reggie.
Reggie would love it if you could bring him some Grinch things for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Grinch. Yeah, Grinch, you know the Grinch story, right, Santa?
Oh, yeah, I do.
He grew a big heart.
He did. He started out kind of nasty, but then he got very much nicer toward the end.
I can see why Reggie loves him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, Grinch stuff. That leaves it wide open.
Charlie, are you interested in anything for Christmas?
I would love some Legos. I think that would be amazing.
Okay.
We have a whole Lego warehouse. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's Legos galore.
Santa steps on them sometimes.
Yeah, I know. They hurt. So is there, I know that they have all kinds of themes with Legos. Is there a particular kind you're looking for or just anything?
Star Wars would be really cool.
Okay, nice. All right.
Like a particular ship or doesn't?
No.
Anything
Star Wars.
Well, okay.
Charlie, thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
If you don't get it, then Darth Vader will say, I find your lack of Legos disturbing. That's the best
wow.
I can do. Thank you.
Good thing you watched all that Star Wars stuff, Santa.
I know. Oh.
Well, we have somebody calling now on the line from Boyne City.
AJ.
Yeah, AJ. Wow. AJ, are you there?
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I love
Hi,
that laugh.
Merry Christmas.
You could be an elf with that
yeah.
laugh.
Yes.
What would you like for Christmas, honey?
I'm getting a dollhouse.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Dollhouse. I'm writing it down on my laptop.
Anything else?
That can be it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Taking notes.
All right. A wonderful kid with simple desires. Now, what I should know this, but what does AJ stand for? I'm trying to remember.
Anthony.
Okay. Very good. Oh yes. All right.
Okay.
I should have known
I'm
going
to put a note in the note section.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Although, AJ, it's easier to spell, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Good deal. Thank you.
AJ, thanks for calling. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Oh, ho, ho.
You can join in, too. The number to call, 800-642-1234. Give us a call. And here's somebody else from... AJ, by the way, was from Michigan, and our next callers are from Ridgeway, Iowa.
Oh my gosh!
You get to Iowa, don't you, Santa?
Oh yeah, we definitely do. We hit all 50 states. We hit every country in the world. It's and boy, I'll tell you, by the next morning, we've got some tired reindeer.
That's
very,
true.
Very,
but we take
yes,
really
we,
good care of them. Santa.
We do. We bring them the morning after Christmas. Of course, we always bring them a latte to help them wake up a little bit.
And they like that latte.
No, they do.
Yeah.
So we've got either Garrison or Fisher on the line. Is that right?
Hello. Yeah.
Cool. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Santa.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
I would like for Christmas a hoverboard built for going on grass, please.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and please. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always
going
a nice
on grass.
Touch.
Remember when you tried one of those out, Santa?
Oh, let's not bring that up again. My knees still hurt. Oh, man. Yeah, hoverboards apparently are not made for people in my weight class. It just doesn't work out. Wow, that sounds like fun, though. Yeah. Anything else?
And Santa, how old, how, what, What favorite reindeer do you like?
What?
I know Rudolph's fake.
Which?
Rudolph is fake.
Oh, well, we don't really do favorites, you know, the reindeer.
I'm your favorite elf.
Well, Jingle is my favorite elf, but don't tell the other elves that. But, yeah, we don't really have a favorite reindeer.
No.
They all work so hard, and they're just absolutely wonderful all year long. And then, of course, we make them fly all night long on Christmas Eve.
You know, they all have their own strengths, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone talks about Rudolph, but holy cow, Blitzen?
Yeah.
Blitzen's got some speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He can Blitzen right through anything. Yeah.
We have another child, I think, as well. Is somebody else there with you?
Yeah.
And your name is?
Fisher.
Fisher.
Okay.
Hey, Fisher, Merry Christmas.
What would you like for Christmas?
I want a Minecraft Lego set.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
totally cool, man. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun. Cool. So is that like the game then?
No.
No, okay, fair enough. Jingle's shaking her head. Okay.
No, Santa. A set you build. It's not a game on computer.
Okay, well, I just thought maybe it has.
It's okay, we got you back.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not the brains of the outfit, you know.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Fisher and Garrison.
Yes.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
We said Merry Christmas together. That's
cool. Yeah, that's very good. You've been practicing that, haven't you?
I can't wait to get to Iowa.
Yeah, right. I know. It's always fun down there.
Let's see. We've got back to Wisconsin. We're back
all
to
right.
Wisconsin, and we're from the city where I was born, Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Stoughtonderr.
Yeah.
That's a great accent.
Good.
Yeah. It was during a time, I guess I heard that while I was being born, they were trying to get everybody out of town. Because
you were being born?
No, because they heard Mount Horeb was erupting.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Well, anyway, there's a 9-year-old in Stoughton. Can you think of a 9-year-old's name from...
9-year-old. Think really hard, Santa.
Okay, so...
Santa. Maybe it rhymes with Santa.
Wait. Helen? No, Hannah. Hannah.
Yeah, it rhymes with Santa.
Yeah.
Hannah.
It almost does. If we call her Hanta, which we won't do. How you doing, Anna?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good. Nice of you to call in.
I have two questions to ask you.
Okay, let's see if I know the answers.
The first one, how do you get to all the houses in one night?
Well, there's a little bit of magic involved. And, you know, when you've got elves and flying reindeer, you would be amazed at what is possible. So it's a little trick of the time-space continuum, but it works out,
yeah,
and we get there.
Yeah, we do. We have to map it out.
Yeah.
Aren't there magic snowflakes involved, if I'm not mistaken?
There's magic snowflakes. There's, you know, magic elves, magic reindeer. I mean, we just... you know, it's...
We have to have magic, otherwise it wouldn't work.
Otherwise it would not work, yeah.
Now, what's your other question? That was a great question.
That was a great question.
So how old are you? Because I know, like, the Santa tradition was going on for a couple of years, but I want to know how long.
I don't really have a birthday. I don't know how old I am. I feel like I've been around forever.
Yeah, we feel that way too.
And after loading and unloading all those presents from the sleigh, my back feels like it's been around forever too. I'll tell you that. But no, I don't really have an age number to give you, Hannah.
I bet if you could think back as far as you could think back, and then beyond how far you could think back, Hannah.
Yeah.
Beyond how far you could think back.
Yeah.
That's a great answer, Larry.
Yeah.
That just came off the
I'm
top of my head.
I'm just surrounding myself with smart people.
Anna, do you have any Christmas presents that you'd like?
Yeah. So basically, I'm a big anime fan. So I would like some, like, Naruto stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
anime?
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
We have lots of anime stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Something specific?
Naruto.
Naruto. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we got it written down.
I like Naruto. Too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm writing
excellent.
That down. Well, I have to type it because I'm in the modern.
Yes, you are in the modern, right. Yes.
Hannah, thank you so much.
We gave all the elves laptops last year. We finally caught up with the 20th century.
You know, if you cross the Christmas tree with a laptop, do you know what you get?
Oh.
Wow.
Boy.
A fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a pineapple.
Oh.
Oh.
Well,
Larry, where do you come up with these?
Santa, our guest today, and his favorite elf, Jingle, on the Ideas Network. And there's an open line, maybe one. You can get in at 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Jill Nadeau, our producer today, was worried about Jill. I wasn't sure she'd be able to make it. She ate some tree decorations.
Yeah.
And wound up with tinselitis.
Oh,
wow. How do you treat that?
Jill Nadeau, our producer.
I don't know. Wow.
Yeah, and that guy on the drum and the cymbal was Tyler Dinner, our engineer. And I'm Larry Mueller, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.
Right down Santa Claus Lane, fixing and blixing and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. All right, Santa Claus with us today and his elf Jingle. It's great to have them both here to take your calls. What would you like for Christmas? You can give a call and talk to Santa and Jingle. So the number is 800-642-1234. Or if you want to email us, you can email to ideas@wpr.org. Vivian in Appleton, who is 7 years old. I was going to make you guess, but then I just went ahead and said it anyway.
I'm going to guess Vivian from Appleton. I am sharper than the average tack, I'll tell you that, Larry.
Vivian, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So now, is it as cold up there in Appleton as it is down here in Madison? We got some North Pole temperatures going on here.
Is it cold?
Yeah.
It's very cold, yeah.
So cold, my Christmas cookies were frozen when I handed them to Larry. I hope he doesn't chip a tooth.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna have polar bears knocking on your door asking to come in and warm up, I think.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. So, Vivian, what would you like for Christmas?
A lot of Pokemon stuff.
Oh, good deal.
Okay.
Pokemon, that's fun stuff. Good deal. Anything else?
No.
No?
Okay.
All right, just anything, any and all Pokemon.
I'll send a message to the Pokemon department.
Yes, indeed.
And I'll just poke them a little bit about
it. Yes.
Oh, Vivian.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for calling. Well, now we're going to go to Fort Atkinson.
Fort Atkinson.
Yeah.
Is that a fort?
Don't know if they have an actual fort there. Let's ask.
Yeah.
Let's ask Ivy.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Ivy, are you there?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So is there a fort in Fort Atkinson, and are you one of the soldiers there?
I don't know.
Okay.
We always fair fly enough. Over when it's dark, so yeah. I just wanted
yeah.
to know.
Yeah, we've always yeah. wondered, like, where's the fort here?
Yeah, it's okay. It's all right. Yeah. Well, anyway.
There was a General Atkinson, I think, and there was a fort, and it goes back to before the Civil War.
Oh,
way
wow.
before.
Okay.
And I'm sure everybody from Fort Atkinson is saying, he doesn't know anything, and here's the real story. But that is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great to me. And in any case, in any case, we know Fort Atkinson is safe now because Ivy is there.
Yeah.
So, Ivy, what would you like for Christmas?
A robot that's very smart.
Oh, wow.
You don't want a dumb robot. Those are not fun to play with.
They're not that fun.
You want
fun.
The smart robots.
Yeah, the dumb ones are kind of silly. You just
okay.
You just say, what's 2 + 2? And the dumb ones just go, huh?
They say apple.
Apple, right. So,
okay,
all right.
Yeah, got that down.
A smart robot. Very good.
Anything else?
No.
All right. Okay. Well, a smart robot's a pretty good present.
Yeah, that is a very good present. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. We will be sure to route that to the smart robot department, not the stupid robot department.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
right.
That's, okay.
Boom, send.
Good deal.
Thanks, Ivy. Merry Christmas. Well,
thank you for calling, Ivy.
Merry Christmas.
She's done.
Ho, ho, ho.
You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Evelyn in Hammond next, who I believe is 9.
Oh, wow. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I've got my little brother, Jacob, who's 4 with me.
Oh.
And he's 5 with me, too.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, that's awesome.
So are you, okay, good deal. Are you going to, when you're done then, do you want to put Jacob on, or are you giving the list for both of you?
I'm just telling you what I want, and then I'll give you to Jacob.
Okay, that
perfect.
sounds good to me. All right, well, fire away. What would you like?
I'd like a tablet.
Okay.
Oh, any particular kind? There's a bunch of them out there now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Okay, so she's not picky, maybe.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We will find some kind of tablet.
A tablet.
Yeah.
Can that work so that I can actually play games on it?
Oh, sure, okay.
You want one that works, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, good deal.
Yeah.
I like how specific that you kids are being this year. We want a working tablet. We want a smart robot. This is good because this minimizes the amount of mistakes that we'll make when we bring the presents. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else besides the tablet?
No, but my brother Jacob is here now.
Okay, let's hear from Jacob.
For Christmas, I want, like, anything remote control.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Santa loves remote control
I
stuff.
I love remote control
anything
stuff.
Anything remote control.
Yeah.
Remember that one year? Yeah.
I'd
like to forget it, wouldn't you, Santa?
Well, look, I mean, we'd had that vase for a long time. It served its purpose.
That's not what Mrs.
So
Cora
after
said.
I broke
yeah.
it was, yeah. you know, okay. We were due for a new one anyway. It's my story. Cool. So now when you say remote control, you mean like a car, a plane, a boat, anything at all?
Okay, my certain one would be like a helicopter.
Oh,
that's what broke the vase, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what broke the vase. So
helicopter.
So two hints: don't fly it around an expensive vase, And don't let Santa play with it, because that's that. No good will come of this. Good deal. All right. Thank you, Jacob.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry
Thanks,
Christmas.
Evelyn. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, it was so nice to hear from Evelyn and Jacob. And now we are going from Hammond to Eau Claire next. And there is there's a 10-year-old in Eau Claire.
Okay. Cool.
You can't think of any 10-year-olds in Eau Claire?
Can you?
There are, unfortunately, there's more than one. So I'm going to have to think about this, but I think it's Connor.
Oh, is it?
Connor.
Is it Connor?
Yeah.
Woo!
You got it, Santa.
Woo! All
Merry
right.
Merry Christmas, Connor.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks.
I would just like a PS4 and a controller.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. PlayStation 4 and a controller. Because otherwise, without that, you would just be totally out of control, right?
Yeah.
I can imagine. Excellent. All right, man. That's great. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Good deal. Thank you, Connor.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Let's go. You know, we're in Eau Claire. Menominee is, well, it's a little ways away from Eau Claire, but there are a couple of children in Menominee who want to talk with you.
Who could that be, Santa?
That would be... Ed and Jetty. No, I mean Jed and Eddie.
Oh,
that's
like,
what it is. That's what it is. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good.
How?
Good. Sounds like you lost your voice there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let me guess. You were watching a football game and you yelled too loud at the TV, right?
I think Santa thinks that's what they do in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think they do. I think so. There are one or two Packer fans in Wisconsin.
But you like cheese curds.
Well, I do. I definitely do.
Oh, you love Wisconsin.
So who have we got? Is this Jed or Eddie?
This is Jed.
Hey, Jed. How you doing?
Good.
Cool. Nice of you to call in. Were you pretty good this year? Like. Where would you put yourself on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like an 8.
An 8?
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. Even Jingle only gave me a 7.5. So I mean, you're doing better than me. Terrific. What would you like for Christmas this year?
I would like Harry Potter Legos.
Ooh, okay.
The Legos are going. Really coming strong here.
Oh, the Lego department, Larry, let me tell you, it has gone from a room in a building to a whole separate building, and now we have to add on to the building, and it just keeps going and going.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. You just don't want to walk through the building barefoot.
That's true. Yeah. We have to test them, you know?
Yeah, very, very,
and then
very
we're setting those ones a Snowflake wanted us to set those aside for Elon, you know?
Yeah.
So we had to make extra.
Right, exactly.
Harry Potter Legos,
Harry
got
Potter
it.
Legos.
Got it.
Anything else for you, Jed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Cool. All right. May the Force be with... Oh, wrong movie. Okay, never mind. Okay.
And Eddie? Or is it Edie?
Yep.
Eddie. Okay.
Eddie. Hey, Eddie, what's happening?
Hey, hi.
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 I'm not going to be in this. No, Eddie. Say, what do you want? You want tractors? I want tractors.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, Eddie...
Yeah.
I think there must be some tractors in your sleigh, Santa.
Yeah, we have a farm toy department.
Yeah.
And they've got some tractors.
Yes. Yeah, what else? Is there something else?
Oh, well, can Cousin Maddie talk to Santa, too? She's here.
Oh,
okay,
sure, of course.
Cousin Maddie.
Maddie,
Say hi.
I want a unicorn claw.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. All right. Very good. I like
I
how
took
Maddie
a note
just,
of that.
Maddie
went right
just
to
jumps
it.
Right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Well,
all right. We are making notes here.
Yay.
And yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you. Thank
Merry
you all
Christmas.
For calling.
Merry Christmas to Mom, too.
Merry Christmas to the whole family.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you can join in, too. The number's 800-642-1234 or email to ideas at WPR.org. We do have some emails. Somebody wants to know, what's your favorite cookie? Is it chocolate chip? Is it Oreos?
It's, you know, first of all, I have to say, I've never met a cookie I didn't like. I think good old-fashioned chocolate chip is still my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a kind of a chocolate chip guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great when kids leave cookies and, say, vegetables like carrots or celery or things like that. And, of course, I always assume the cookies are for me and the carrots are for the reindeer. Now, of course, Mrs. Claus would prefer I did
yeah.
it the other way around. But, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. I'm supposed to keep you in check there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
We have a call from Amherst, Wisconsin. And we've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old in Amherst.
Cool.
And
probably that would be Caleb and Eden, I would think.
Caleb and Eden.
Is he right?
Eden.
Aiden.
Oh, okay, Aiden.
Well,
and
close,
Aiden's
so
three.
Close.
You got really close, Santa.
Yeah, well, you know, I try.
How
I try my best.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
How you doing?
I want an ornament.
Oh. All right. So some kind of a pretty...
It's a beef cow.
Okay, beef cow.
Okay.
Is that the kind of ornament you want, or is it different?
Chickens.
These are all ornaments, maybe.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Good deal. A bunch of
antlers.
What was the last one?
We are antlers.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
So we're writing
now
all this
we're on
down.
Track.
And all right, get some cool animal ornaments. Is the how are we stocked on chicken ornaments?
Huh. Let me pull up the inventory.
Okay.
Zip zip zip. There's some here.
I think your computer's broken. It's making some weird noises.
That's dial-up, Santa.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We are retro here. All right. Well, thank you so much for that great Christmas list.
And we have Caleb, too, I think.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Caleb, are you there?
What do you want?
What, sweetheart? Hello?
More. Race car.
Race car.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. At first, I thought it was race cows, so I thought we were going to have to find some really fast cows.
In Wisconsin, we could, maybe.
We probably could.
Yeah.
But race cars, that's even better.
That's a palindrome.
Oh, nice. Yes. Excellent. All right. Will do. Anything else?
What? I don't know. It sounds funny.
Yeah.
I want candy.
Oh, candy.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. All right. Well, you're going to work up an appetite doing all that racing around with the cars, so that makes sense.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas with your dog, Tata.
Ho, ho, ho. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. Oh, boy. Well, let's go. We haven't been to Sun Prairie yet.
No, we haven't.
And there's a five-year-old in Sun Prairie who wants to talk to you.
Sounds good. Now, I bet that must be Lillian, if I'm not mistaken.
Lillian?
Is this Lillian?
Yeah.
Oh, hi Lillian. There.
It sounds like Lillian.
Merry Christmas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Can I have a little food for my Barbie?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Those are really small.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. They're going to be specially made because they're very small.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. Well,
she shouldn't be running around without shoes unless she wants to.
No, that's that.
Maybe
that
she
would
does, but she likes it.
I mean, you know, being barefoot, you know, if it's beach Barbie,
that's
you know,
right.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Anything else for you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. And tell me, is it sunny? Is Sun Prairie sunny today, or is it more like Snow Prairie?
Really snowy, really cold, but really sunny.
Oh, good.
So
you got all
that.
Three. Good deal. That's a win-win. Well, terrific. Thank you so much for calling, Lillian.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, honey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, we had Lillian, and now we have somebody with a very similar name from all the way from Escanaba, Michigan.
Ah.
And is 10 years old.
Wow. So let's see here. Yeah. Is it Lily?
Ooh.
Yep.
Wow.
You always get it on the first try.
Well, not always. I called Aiden Eden, so, you know.
I don't remember that.
I'm batting 90%. So how are you, Lily?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yep.
Okay. Good deal. So nothing bad to report. I think we've got you on the good list.
Let me look. Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Excellent. Well, what would you like for Christmas?
I'd like some new room decor.
Oh my.
Is there a specific kind of theme? Because there's a huge warehouse of room decor and I want to know what bin to pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. Specifically something?
Color. Like lots of color.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Color.
All right.
Okay.
Good deal. Well, we definitely can do that. That sounds terrific. Okay. We just wanted to make sure that, you know, it wasn't anything too specific. Like if you were going for a rhinoceros on roller skates theme, that would be a little tougher. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
Ice skating.
Ice skates.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's a fun thing to do. And you'll be able to do a lot of that this winter being so cold, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Some ice skates. We'll put that on the list. Anything else?
My brother, he's not here right now, but he really wants some survival stuff.
Oh, is he worried? Does he know something we don't?
Some camping stuff.
Oh, camping stuff. That makes more sense. Okay. That makes more sense. Now tell me, and you know, because he's not here to defend himself, but was your brother, was he pretty good to you this year?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
There was a little hesitation,
but in the end, we got the right answer. Terrific. Okay, good deal. Thank you so much. We'll put some camping stuff down. What's his name?
Brody.
Okay. All right. Brody wants some camping gear.
Got it.
Not necessarily survival gear. Yeah.
That reminds me of a story that when I was camping one time, I had my, we got there late at night, and my putting the tent up, I forgot, I left the cooler out. And we woke in the night to find that there was a black bear sitting on my on my cooler and chomping on the edges, trying to get it open to get all the food out.
Oh, sure.
And then she came over and stood by the tent, and my friend was standing looking at her, and she stood up on her hind legs.
Ah.
And then I had my knife out, and what I was going to do was, if the bear came in the front door, I was going to make a new door in the back.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Yeah, make a quick escape door.
But the bear, she didn't get the cooler open, so okay. our food was saved for our trip.
Wow.
That's so scary.
So, so Lily, you tell your brother to keep all that in mind when he goes camping.
Right, yeah, indeed.
Stay away from bears.
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't go to Chicago.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you have to worry about those bears.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, my.
Oh, Santa and Elf Jingle, our guests today here on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. Join in at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org.
And all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells.
Santa Claus and Elf Jingle with me on the show today. Larry Mueller here. If you would like to talk to Santa and you're a youngster, if you're a kid and you'd like to talk to Santa, this would be a great time to do it, because Santa and Jingle are in the studio with me, and it's easy to do. Just call 800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org. And before we go back to the phones, we got a letter from James, who's 10, and Sybil, who's 7.5, from Crystal, Illinois. And they sent this letter. Good afternoon, Mr. Claus.
My, so formal.
Yes, how are you? Good, we hope. For starters, how do you fit down the chimney? Or do you throw the presents down the chimney first, and then the elves spread them out under the tree?
Well, you know, we used to try to throw them down, but then all of a sudden, Jingle reminded me that, hey, you know, some of this stuff is breakable, and so I just have to figure out a way to shimmy down the chimney, and it works. Although by the end of the night, I got to tell you, my red suit is kind of sooty by the end of the night.
Well, good. And then, what is your favorite toy that you have ever made?
Oh my gosh, we have had so much fun playing with these toys, and I would have to say, the hoverboard was my favorite right up until the accident. Which we don't want to talk about.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah, and I always enjoy Legos. I've made a lot of different fun stuff out of Legos.
So and they conclude by saying Merry Christmas and thank you.
Oh, Merry Christmas and thank you too. Oh, that's terrific.
So that was that was James and Sybil.
James
from
and Sybil,
Crystal
yeah.
Lake, Illinois. You'll be visiting them, I'm sure.
We will indeed.
We'll go back to Oshkosh. I think we were in Oshkosh once, but now we've got a 10-year-old.
Okay. And I think that's Jordy, right?
I may well be.
Well, let's
see.
Let's see.
Hello.
Jordy, are you there?
Hi.
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 How you doing?
Good.
Good. Were you pretty good this year?
Yeah, I'd say so.
You'd say so? Okay.
Would anybody else say so?
Yeah, I would. Let's poll everyone in the family and see how where you rate. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm sure you were great. What would you like for Christmas this year?
I'd like Pokemon Scarlet for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pokemon Scarlet.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds
that's
good.
That's a lot
Nintendo
to type.
Nintendo Switch.
It.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like fun. Good deal. Anything else?
I'd also like a football.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, we've got some of those. Now, I assume you mean American football, not European football, because those are two different kinds of things.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right.
Okay.
We got it.
Got
All
it.
Right. Cool.
Merry Christmas, Jordy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank yeah. you. Ho, ho, ho.
We'll be in Oshkosh.
And yeah. on to a Sturt event. And actually, we've got Matthew. I'll clue you in. He's almost
okay.
eight.
Okay. That's more than a clue. That's everything I need to
almost
know.
Almost eight. Must
All
have
right.
a birthday coming up, huh?
I sounds like it. Yeah.
Hi,
so,
Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
Hi.
Hi. When's your birthday?
December 30th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, so you get... Within 5 days, you get to celebrate two fun things. What's and then you've got New Year's after that. Boy, you must just be a party animal.
I'm just like you. I had an accident on a hoverboard.
Oh.
I was spinning so fast around and around, and I was holding on so tight.
Oh.
I didn't even fall off, and I like Legos a lot.
Cool.
He is just like you.
We have
Do you
a
like
lot?
Cookies, too?
We have a lot in common.
Do you like cookies? You like cookies? You are like Santa.
Wow. Wow, that's very cool. Do you have a lot of reindeer hanging around your house?
Not much.
Okay. Well, we have everything in common except that. That's pretty good.
What would you like for Christmas?
Virtual reality.
Oh.
Ooh, virtual reality.
Virtual reality. Okay, that's some fun stuff. I tried playing once, and when I took those goggles off, boy, I'll tell you, I felt a little dizzy. It was strange to readjust, but there's some fun stuff in there. Very good. Cool. Well, I'm glad you survived the hoverboard accident, and we'll see what we can do about some cool VR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were going to say, yeah. Oh, hung up on it.
Oh, okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
I thought there was more.
Yeah.
I did, too. Well, let's go to Nina, Wisconsin.
Nina.
And we're not talking to Nina, however. We're talking to Isaac.
Hi. Isaac.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Isaac.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. How are things up in Nina? Probably a little chilly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know. Well, just be careful when you're out there so you don't frostbite your fingers. What would you like for Christmas this year?
A hoverboard and a drone and two swords, not real ones, and a pocket knife and the Legos.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. We got the. Isaac had the list down.
Yeah.
Pat.
No kidding.
I gotta catch up. I've gotta type faster.
So I've gotta warn the people of Nina. If you see a ninja coming at you riding a hoverboard wielding a sword, that's Isaac. And just like be careful because
real,
you never
said.
Know.
They're
oh,
not...
they're not real. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Isaac?
I was thinking, like, a sword fighter on a hoverboard, that's taking ninja
that
to a whole
thinking?
New level.
Is that what you're thinking? Are you thinking you're going to do that?
Maybe.
All right.
You're giving Isaac ideas.
Oh, my gosh.
We
okay.
shouldn't do that.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
No, don't. Yeah, Santa likes to be creative.
Yes, I do. All right. Let's keep the hoverboarding and the sword fighting separate. And yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Isaac, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Well, we have more callers online, but I tell you what, Cal and her cat in Sugar Camp called to wish you a Merry Christmas, and Ginger would like a can of tuna.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I'm guessing Ginger is the cat.
Yeah.
I'm very intuitive that way. All right, well, Ginger, let's see what we can do for you there. And here's a little virtual pet behind the ears for you.
That's from Cal in Sugar
Camp.
Well, Santa and Elf Jingle, our guest today on the Ideas Network. Always great to have them. I'm Larry Mueller, and you are listening to the Ideas Network.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen, all his reindeers pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins.
Oh, it's crunch time for Santa Claus and his elves right now, but he's never too busy to talk to our listeners. Larry Mueller here. Thanks for spending some of your Christmas holiday with us here on the Ideas Network. Santa and his toy shop manager, Jingle, are looking forward to talking with you, all of you boys and girls.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk to them? It's not too late to tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas this year. You can call us, and we've got open lines. Get you on pretty quickly. The number is 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Kids only on the air today, but it'd be great if an adult calls in to talk with our producer first.
Yeah.
And here we are. And we have a caller on the line right now from Shawno.
Shawno. Excellent. Yes, you know, when I first saw that city, I thought it was Shawano, and then someone corrected
me.
Me
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, indeed. So I wonder, is it Jace who's calling?
Hello?
Yep.
Hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. What's new with you?
Hoping Dad with Christmas cards.
Oh, excellent. That's a great thing to do. Yeah, terrific. Well, good. We'll look to see if ours has arrived yet.
Yeah.
So Jace, what would you like for Christmas?
A Nerf gun.
Ah.
A Nerf gun.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Lots of little Nerfy bullets, right?
Yeah,
goes with
right.
them. Or what do they call them? I can't remember
They're
now.
They're called little foamy things.
Pellets.
Yeah, okay,
pellets.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's what they're called. Okay.
Oh, I've been calling them little foamy things. Oh, well.
Well,
cool.
They're nicer when you step on them, I tell you that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
better,
that's true.
Yeah,
I'd rather step on
Legos.
Those than Legos. Excellent. Anything else for you, Jace?
Oh, we lost Jace,
okay,
buddy.
Blah, okay.
Merry Christmas to
right.
you, Jace.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. What do somebody else sent an email? What do your reindeer eat, and who feeds them?
Oh, well, we feed them lots of things. It's basically like having horses. You feed them alfalfa and hay and all kinds of different plant products. They like to eat different kinds of grasses and all kinds of stuff. They're pretty unpicky eaters. Sometimes we have to bring some hay in because, you know, there's a lot of the year where not much grows up there. So, but we take good care of them.
You know, what's so funny. When Santa goes to feed the reindeer, he starts yelling, "Hey, hey!"
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they don't know if that means you have food for them.
Yeah, that, you know, they don't get the joke. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We have another caller from Roseville.
Okay.
Who is 12?
All right. And is it Siobhan? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Excellent. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good.
Wait, is there a Roseville in Wisconsin, or is it Reeseville?
It's Reeseville, actually.
Okay, I was just checking my Wisconsin map.
Reeseville? Is that where they make the peanut butter cups?
Reese's Pieces?
No. They do have a huge cheese factory.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good enough. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do like cheese. I like Reese's peanut butter cups even better, but, you know, I thought that's where they made them. So have you been pretty good this year?
Fairly good.
I'll settle for that.
Okay.
I like your honesty. What would you like for Christmas, Siobhan?
Well, first I was going to ask Santa something.
Okay.
I was going to ask him how he's going to give us, like, presents because we don't have a chimney.
Great question.
Our door is right by our window, so is he going to, like, break our window?
Oh. No, I don't do vandalism, so no, don't worry about that. No, we always find a way in, and, you know, there are a surprising number of houses that don't have chimneys, and we just have to find a way to get in there. We can sometimes get a little elf hand to slip through the door and open it, and we can sometimes get in through a window. We do all kinds of stuff, but I promise we won't break your window. Unless I slip and fall, and then there's no telling what could happen.
Anyway, what I was going to ask for Christmas is my headphones, my Bluetooth headphones that I have right now are, like, really broken.
Okay.
So I was going to ask for another pair.
Okay.
And I just want anything Hello Kitty.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hey, Santa, I just want to clarify, Bluetooth doesn't mean, like, they're blue. It means, like, they...
Oh, I was going to suggest you brush your teeth more often, but no, okay, I got it. Yeah, that's right.
They'll
I remember that.
I'll show you a picture of them, okay?
Okay, I remember that now. Oh, that sounds great. So if you have a working pair of Bluetooth headphones, what's your favorite band to listen to or your favorite artist?
I don't really like modern ones, but I really like to listen to the Beatles. I have a playlist on YouTube for
that. Oh, wow. That's terrific. Okay.
That's my favorite band. I don't know if you knew that, Sam.
Yeah, I did know that. Yeah.
I've also been listening to a lot of Christmas music.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It's that time of year.
The Beatles have a Christmas album, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they probably do. They had a lot of stuff. Well, that's terrific. You have great taste in music. So, all right. Well, let's see what we can do about those headphones. And in the meantime,
One more thing before you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you could get my brother's coal? They've been pretty naughty.
Oh, you know, we do have a good supply of coal. We should check with everybody in the family to make sure that that's the whole consensus.
But that
could be an interesting day if you get nice Bluetooth headphones and they get coal. I may not make a lot of friends that way, but let's check it out.
Merry Christmas, Siobhan.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Siobhan. Great of you to call.
You know, yesterday on the show for 90 minutes, we talked about Christmas songs, and you're talking about the Beatles. I know we played a Christmas song that John Lennon wrote and sang, which he didn't do many.
Right.
And one from Paul McCartney. Among others.
Yeah.
But it was a fun day of listening, and I hope Siobhan maybe was home and listened to that show yesterday, because the fellow who was talking with me knows a lot about composers and artists and Christmas songs.
Nice. Well, I was jamming with the elves the other day, and we decided to bust out the classic Back in the USSR. That's a fun one to play. We like to rock out.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, let's see. We got a caller from Appleton, who is 4, but almost 5.
Oh, my gosh. Almost
Appleton.
5. Julius?
Yes.
Hey.
I want a jelly bean maker.
A jelly bean maker?
Wow, yeah, we have those at the North Pole. We have to make a lot of jelly beans, yeah.
I had no idea that. I mean, I knew we could make them.
We can make them.
Make jelly beans, but I didn't know we could make jelly bean makers.
Yeah, I don't know that either.
That's pretty meta.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to look into that
We'll check that out and see. Wow, that's cool. What's your favorite flavor of jelly bean?
Chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, chocolate anything, really,
chocolate
right?
anything, really, yeah. I mean, yeah. I like chocolate-flavored chocolate. I mean, it's just, you can't go wrong. Excellent.
Anything else you'd like?
Anything else, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And what would that be?
Like a present for Flora, like a new pair of headphones, but for school ones.
Okay.
Snapped in two. One of her friends was asking a question. They like pulled on her headphones, and then they like broke.
Oh, that's
Okay. Yeah, it seems like broken headphones are kind of a theme here in the last part of the show. Okay, well, let's see what we can do about that.
Julius, thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you.
And
we already have presents under our tree, but Mom and Dad just, like, made them.
Okay.
Oh, so there'll be.
Is there room for more, do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Good deal. All right. Well, we'll see if we can fill in some of that space.
Thank you for calling, Julius.
Thank you. Yeah, good to hear from you, Julius.
We already have our Christmas decorations up, too.
Already cool. Has the Christmas
All
decorations
right.
up.
Good
Julius.
Deal.
We loved it when we arrive and it looks so Christmassy
and
a beautiful tree.
Nice.
It makes us so happy.
Yeah, that's always very
Sometimes
nice.
Sometimes we dance around. And
Merry Christmas, cool. Julius. And by the way, you can actually have open lines to get John Bernie really quickly at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. We've got some questions from our youngsters as well. And Jace wants to know, what kind of milk do you like with your cookies? Are you a 2%er, a 1%er, a skim, a whole milk kind of guy?
You know, when there's milk and cookies in front of me, I tend not to pay a lot of attention to the milk part. You know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, it's all good. Whatever you got on hand is good. I'll take skim 2% whole milk. I'll take almond milk, oat milk, you know. Whatever.
Milk duds.
Whatever. Yeah, milk duds.
Oh,
you
that's
know.
Not real milk.
Yeah,
okay.
That's that. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
And Santa, what was your favorite Christmas present that you ever got?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I've gotten so many good ones over the years, Larry. It's really hard to say, but I think the thing I enjoy most is when people give me music. I always enjoy being able to listen to new music and hear, you know, all kinds of stuff. And I've had people give me recordings of classical music and rock music and jazz and all kinds of stuff. And I just really enjoy all of it. So
I like it all, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jingle, what about you? What was your favorite?
Huh, well, let's think. Well, I really love toys. That's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I love toys a lot. And so I tend to not want to throw anything out. So I like it when I can get like when Santa gives me a big warehouse just for my toys.
Yeah.
The 1 year I got a warehouse just for me. My toys are in there.
Was it made out of Legos?
Yeah, how did you know?
How did you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Out of Legos.
Yeah. She still has the hula hoop we gave her in 1957. I mean,
it still works too.
Yeah,
it still turns on.
Nice.
Oh my goodness! Now here's another one. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Huh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
You're giving you cause to ponder
questions.
Here.
Yeah. Do you, Santa, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I mean, it's always, you know, It's a Wonderful Life has always meant a lot to me because it's just got a great message. And it's, you know, it's just a fun movie that you can watch over and over again with the whole family. And it's very cool. And, of course, you know, I mean, it's got all the great actors in it. So I would pick that one.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jingle?
Well, I was going to pick that one, too. But then I remembered that reality TV show they did about us. Remember Elf? When Buddy did that TV, Buddy did that movie, and he got all famous, and we were jealous. We were happy.
A little bit, yeah.
But yeah, that was. I know it's a movie, but I think of it more as like a documentary.
Yeah, we're still waiting for our royalty checks from that one. They still haven't arrived. I don't know what's going on.
We've got another one. And this is, I have never heard either. We always hear your wife referred to as Mrs. Claus. What is her first name? Or are you allowed to say it? Is it something that she doesn't particularly care for? Or can you give us the first name?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. She actually goes by a number of different first names, but of course, the one she likes best is Mary, but she spells it M-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That is the best answer I have ever heard about that question.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's because it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, it's, but she goes by a number of different names and titles. And of course, you know, she works very closely with the elves, and she's working with them right now because both Jingle and I are here. So Mrs. Claus, she kind of takes over.
And you have a lot of other names as well.
Yeah.
Just off the top of my head, other than Santa Claus, does that get confusing for you?
Oh, not really, Larry. I mean, we all know that the kids learn different stories about me and different legends and different origin stories, and it's all fine. They're all true in their own way, and all the names are absolutely terrific. And if it's only when the elves get mad at me, then sometimes I get called a name that I don't like. But that's pretty rare. They're usually very nice to me.
Jim wants to know if you have any pets up at the North Pole.
Oh my goodness! Well, nothing I would call a pet. They're all more like family members because, of course, we have the reindeer and there are bears up there that come in and out of the North Pole area, and we're friends with all of them, so they don't bother us. Very, very friendly polar bears, and we have all kinds of animals up there, but they're friends and family members, Larry. We don't really call them pets.
Well, I know you had a dog, and the dog's name, I heard this now. I heard this story that you have a dog, and you named the dog Santa Paws.
Oh.
But
up, Bob. All right, Tyler, where's the
there
we go. Thank you.
Tyler with the sound effects.
Yeah, we gotta have the Henny Youngman rim shot.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
well, last
man.
Year you had some great dad jokes, I think, Larry.
Yeah.
Still got them coming.
Yeah.
They're rolling in.
I've got so many here I could go through. But what's the best thing about Christmas for you? I'm going to ask you both, but Santa, we'll start with you.
The best thing about Christmas, I think, it's the children. You know, the way that they brighten up and everything becomes, you know, kind of magical and beautiful and wonderful, and they have a glow about them and an energy about them that becomes just that much more happy and positive around Christmas time than maybe the rest of the year. And then that becomes contagious. And if you smile at someone walking down the street, maybe they're having a bad day, but if you smile to them, you're going to brighten their day a little bit, and then they might smile at the next person and brighten that person's day a little bit. And I think if we all do that, at least at Christmas time, maybe we can get into a habit, and then we'll be able to just keep that going all year long.
Well, you know, somebody decided to call me right now, and I forgot to silence my phone.
Oh my gosh! It's probably one of the elves saying, "Hey, when are you going to send those two back up here? We kind of need the extra hands."
Yeah,
I have to ask Jingle that same question.
Yeah. Thing I like most about Christmas? Well, Santa guy stole my answer, but I just want to like echo that. Do love kids. I love children so much. And on top of that, I want to say that I love testing the toys, and I love trying the new toys, and it's going a little crazy sometimes when I just get a little too excited.
There you go.
I don't know when to stop.
I gotta say, Jingle had an extra espresso this morning, so we gotta like.
Yeah, we stopped. Yeah. I don't remember that coffee shop, but we stopped there.
And here's a question from somebody: what did the gingerbread man put on his bed?
Oh my goodness!
Cookie sheet.
You got it. Of course, I should have got that.
I know, because I make the cookies, so I'm in the cookie mode.
All right.
And here's one more to end. What are the best Christmas sweaters made from?
The best Christmas, besides love and care, besides grandma's?
I would say probably not sandpaper.
No, no. That'd be itchy, scratchy.
That'd be itchy, scratchy.
Yeah. Fleece Navidad.
Yeah, there
Feliz
we go.
Fleece Navidad.
Fleece Navidad. Oh my goodness.
On that note, Santa.
Yeah.
And Jingle, thank you so much
for
being with us today. And thank you all for listening today. A special thanks as well to some helpers, Buzz Kemper and Barb Schlafer. It's always fun to have Santa come, and hopefully Santa will be back next year to take all those calls. Next week, we'll be rebroadcasting a few of our favorite shows. So I'm looking forward to that as well. Have a happy holiday, everybody. Thank you. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network.
Children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.